time to get your chakras unblocked because it's trivia time. Hey gang, this is episode 242 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. This week, we've got a fan request, Avatar: The Last Airbender Trivia. As we do every week, it's three rounds of 10 questions each. If you have a need for rules or scorecards, check out dorkygeekynerdy.com. If you're joining the show via YouTube, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. I think that covers the basics, so let's begin. The Dorky Round. Number 1. How many seasons did the show have? Three. Number 2. What is the name of the Avatar? Aang. Number 3. What is the name of the blind earthbender that accompanies Aang and his friends? Toph. Number 4. Katara was what type of bender? She's a water bender. Number 5. What network originally aired Avatar? Nickelodeon. Number 6. Each season is denoted by an element. Which element is used for the final season? Fire. Number 7. Who directed the less than well-received live-action Airbender movie? M. Night Shyamalan, and we shall speak of it no more. Number 8. In the first episode, Aang was discovered encased in what? Ice. Number 9. Who acted as Zuko's mentor throughout the series? His uncle, Iroh. Number 10. What series followed The Last Airbender in 2012? The Legend of Korra. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What actress from Arrested Development and Parenthood voiced Katara? Mae Whitman. Number 2. Katara and Sokka hail from what tribe? The Southern Water Tribe. Number 3. Where does Prince Zuko have a burn scar? Over his left eye. Number 4. What kind of animal was Appa? A sky bison. Number 5. What kind of animal was Momo? A winged lemur. Number 6. James C. voices what bad luck vegetable salesman? The Cabbage Man. Number 7. What is the capital of the Earth Kingdom? Ba Sing Se. Number 8. According to the map in the opening credits, which nation is the largest? The Earth Nation. Number 9. When are waterbenders at their strongest? During the full moon. Number 10. What was Sokka's main weapon? A boomerang. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. The movements for which element's bending was based on Tai Chi. Water bending. Number 2. Commander Zhao is voiced by what Harry Potter actor? Jason Isaacs. Number 3. What Japanese actor voiced Uncle Iroh until his death during the second season? Mako. Number 4. What actor brought his voice to Fire Lord Ozai? Mark Hamill. Number 5. Voice actress Gray Delisle lists Daphne Blake from Scooby-Doo and what Avatar character as her two favorite roles? Azula. Number 6. The coming of what celestial object marked the climax of the series? Sozin's Comet. Number 7. What pair are credited with creating Avatar: The Last Airbender? Michael Dante DiMartino and Brian Konietzko. Number 8. Toph developed what subtype of earthbending? Metal bending. Number 9. What producer of Star Wars: The Clone Wars, Rebels, and Bad Batch directed 9 episodes of Avatar's first season? Dave Filoni. Number 10. Who was the Avatar just prior to Aang? Roku, born into the Fire Nation. And we're done. Take a breather and rest. How'd you do? Let me know on social media or Spotify. And before you ask, yes, a Legend of Korra episode will be coming in the future. Is there another cartoon you'd like me to cover? Please let me know. I'll have another episode for you next week. Here's a clue to meditate upon in the meantime. What superhero has multiple alter egos, including Worldbreaker, Doc Green, and Joe Fixit? Another listener request. I'm being awfully generous lately. I'll see you back here next Wednesday. This was episode 242 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. The theme music is by Jason Shaw at audionautics.com. This podcast was written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. Come say hi at thevoicesinmyhead.com. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Sometimes I wish I'd lost a leg or something. Everyone can understand that. They never get it when what's been broken is inside your head. 5 years after an unspeakable tragedy that changed him forever, Gordy Allen has made a new home with his half-brother, Kevin. Their arrangement works since Kevin is the only person who can protect Gordy at school and keep him focused on getting his life back on track. But just when it seems like things are becoming normal, Gordy's biological father comes back into the picture, demanding a place in his life. Now there's nothing to stop Gordy from falling into a tailspin that could cost him everything, including his relationship with Sarah, the first girl he's trusted with the truth. With his world spinning out of control, the only one who can help Gordy is himself, if he can find the strength to confront the past and take back his future. These Gentle Wounds by Helene Dunbar was named one of the best YA books of 2014 and is on Epic Reads list of 20 books that will change your view of the world. These Gentle Wounds is available now on Audible and iTunes.